Welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast with your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Divert your phone and grab a brew as Waz and Nick unpack tips, tales, secrets and stuff-ups from guests both inside and outside your trade, helping educate and inspire you to break the cycle of gut-busting and money stress and create a true trade business.
So have you heard of this weird word? All right, sorry, I've jumped in.
Yeah, hey, Coxie, how you going?
You can say hello if you like.
Hello, everyone.
You can say hello to me too.
I've got my ranty pants on. I'm ready to go. Hello, Waz.
Yeah. So we were literally just talking about, can we talk about that on air?
Yeah, of course we can.
I don't want to out your family or anything.
Oh, no, I'm good with that. They don't listen to me anyway.
Eshay.
Yeah.
What the friggin' hell is an Eshay?
Okay, so can we just preface all of this with the fact that this is a Fuck It Friday episode and this is the one thing that'll get me swearing comfortably on air.
G'day, listeners. How are you going today on a Friday?
But to be honest, I don't really know what they are. I can tell you what they look like, but let's open Urban Dictionary.
So you don't know what an Eshay is, but you can tell me what it looks like.
Well, in my head, it's kind of like a mashup between a bogan from when we were at school. Like, they're sort of drop kicks, right? They're losers. That's my opinion. I'm sorry if you're a parent who has teenagers and their Eshays, because I don't like them and I'm going to get all randy about this.
Ooh, you're being very judgmental.
I am being judgmental. That's the truth of it. But that's my entire point, right? So to set some context, I have, well, the builder and I have 5 kids between us.
Yep.
One of which is an adult.
Are you sure?
Almost 23, yeah.
She is an adult.
Yep. She's nailing the adult
I've met
world.
Your adult. She's an adult.
And then the other 3 are 18 or almost 18. Sorry, the other 4 are almost 18 and down. So I've got 3 boys in that mix of the almost 18 and down. Mm-hmm. And they're aspiring towards this way of dressing and behaving that I find to be very judgmentally feral. And I actually am really opposed to it. And you know why? It's because we all do make a snap judgment of who somebody is and what they're like when we look at them. I don't care how much you try not to. We still do it anyway.
It's the way the world works. And yeah, because I have a fairly strong social injustice nerve.
Mm-hmm. I've never noticed.
Thank you. So I've got a tattoo, right? Mm-hmm. Here's an example. Mm. And I only got my tattoo 10 years ago when not a lot, like they were popular, but it was still pretty borderline 10 years ago that if you had a tat, there was a fair bit of judgment and, you know, you might have been in prison or something.
Yeah.
Or you were a bikie or a fighter or something like that, right? That was still a reasonably persistent stereotype attached to having tattoos. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted a tattoo and I'd wanted one all my life. All my adult life. And I just never had the balls to get one. Mm-hmm. So 10 years ago, I finally found my testicles and I went and got a tattoo. Mm-hmm. And now everyone's getting fucking tattoos everywhere, like all their body parts. And they don't mean anything anymore. It's like, they're not even cool. They're just something you have. Now it's cool if you've got clean skin, actually.
It's a bit different.
So I kind of get it. But my dad it took him ages to get over the fact that I had a tat, you know? Like, I was in my 30s, for goodness sakes.
Interesting you say that. I actually asked my dad permission before I got my tattoo.
Really? How old were you?
I was 30.
Wow, that's impressive.
Mm-hmm. I said, and he just rolled his eyes and said, as long as it's of the lions, you can have any tattoo you like. Yes, Dad. So to this day, Dad still hasn't seen the tattoo and believes that it's the lions three-peat.
Oh,
you know, they did
no
that little
way.
Logo, yeah, the stickers. Yeah. Yep, that's what he believes I got on my back.
Oh, that's deception.
I think he's smart enough to know it's not that, but that's, we just run with that.
He's living in denial.
I know, right? Because my whole family are a family of clean skins. I broke the mold. They don't even have, I don't think my brother even had an earring. Maybe he did have an earring and I think Dad had one at a point, but this is, my dad was an SP bookie. So I'm making my family out to sound really
straight. You have an interesting past.
I have a very interesting past, but my dad was an SP bookie. So I'm not talking about straight people here, that we were a bit kinky.
What does the SP stand for?
I don't know. Do you?
No.
I don't really, I just know it's an illegal bookmaker or was. Yeah. I don't know if it's even done anymore.
I think there's still bookmakers.
I've heard some awesome stories about raids and...
I bet you have.
Yep. Dad played in a band. For a long time, my mum's mother thought he played in Daddy Cool, but he didn't. I'll just tell you that he didn't. But
oh, dear.
Such was the notoriety of my dad.
So piercings is how we got onto this conversation this morning, wasn't it? About piercings on boys and eshays.
So we're going to come back to eshays. My almost 15-year-old, he's the youngest of the lot, my stepson, has asked for an earring for his birthday. And you laughed when I told you that because you know my exact reaction to
that. Oh, yeah. It'd be the same as mine, actually. I don't even want my daughter to get her ears pierced at 7.5 years of age.
Okay. So, interestingly, we have really firm rules for the girls as well. They couldn't get second holes done. They couldn't get their belly buttons done until they'd finished school. They couldn't colour their hair till they'd finished school. So far, those rules have all been followed. They certainly have for my daughter and so far for the builder's daughter as well. So I feel that these rules should apply to the boys. I also am pretty sure that it's a school rule. You can't wear them to school. So what's the point in the first place?
Because you still have a hole in your ear and your mates know that you've got one. So you cool.
Closes up in between starting school and finishing school for the day.
Yeah.
You got to wear it for 6 weeks or something till the hole stays.
True. Maybe just put some gaffer tape over it so they can't see it.
No, oh, and he'd enjoy that. And I can't.
I don't know. Like, it does. It raises that whole thing about appearance, right? And
yes. As
you said, the way the world is, people judge. People judge based on covers. You know, all this crap about don't judge a book by a cover. And you know what? People do.
They do every day.
They judge by covers all the time. And that's always going to be the case because we're visual creatures. I mean, it's hardwired into the way we select a mate, the way we choose food. You know, we look at things and make decisions about whether it's safe, dangerous, tasty, you know, attractive, whatever. So to say don't look at someone's appearance who has neck tattoos and piercings and, you know, a forked tongue and a shaved head, of course you're going to look at that person and go, yeah, I'm probably not going to share my credit card with him, you know,
yeah,
or her. But that's going to happen. So I get what you're saying, Coxie, yes. Around, you know, you wouldn't want that to hurt his prospects with work
exactly.
Or school or have the because you think about teachers' perception of kids and how that would then mm-hmm. influence the way they treat those kids at school. We're human beings. We're not robots.
No.
Guarantee that at least some of the teaching staff would treat him differently based on that because they'll be making a judgment and going, oh, another eshay in my fucking class.
That's right. What about when he goes to get a job at Macca's or something? He's got long hair too. I'm not even going to tell you how much I don't like it either. Comes down to under his ears. I'm going to get all these parents writing to me. You're supposed to let your children express themselves. Freedom of expression.
Yeah, you do that when
yeah, once they get a job and they're out of school.
Yeah.
Crayons. You know, when he walks into McDonald's and he's trying to get a job against 50 other kids, you can't tell me those clean-cut kids without the earrings and the long hair and the crappy clothes aren't going to get the job over him, whether he's qualified or not.
No, and I've been working with business owners for years and I've had my own businesses. So, you know, 20-odd years in business and employing people and consulting to others employing people. And if someone walked into an interview room with, you know, for any sort of job that is customer-facing in an industry where customers have an expectation and a perception of the person on the other side of the counter, if you don't look the part, you don't get a look in. It's how the world works.
It's true. It's unfortunate.
But how do you explain that to a 15-year-old?
I just yell a lot. And then I try and sit down
you
and
just
explain.
Rant.
Well, I do a lot of ranting.
No Anything else you want to rant about today?
We'll get to the whole eshay thing.
Yeah.
But my point is, that's what we do, right? We go around the drive on the streets and you can see these kids. They're gangs of kids. They dress a certain way. They act a certain way. And that's what he's aspiring towards. And that worries me.
He wants to.
Yes. So I'm that mother who will happily buy them designer clothes if it gets them aspiring towards buying and wanting designer clothes. Do you understand what I mean? Like
you're setting them up for.
That's my thought behind it. It worked for my daughter. I can remember she desperately wanted a Country Road bag. So we put some steps in place. We got her the Country Road bag. They're little things that make them think, in my mind, a little differently. So they're aspiring to more, maybe loftier heights than an eshay.
See, I'd do the opposite. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't. My kid's not that old yet. And for those that do know about my personal setup, I have fuck all to do with my daughter anymore. if we're going to have a rant about stuff.
Not by your choice. Let's just make this really clear.
No. It's the opposite of what I'd like to have happen. Mm. But anyway, exes make decisions about things. So, I don't know what she does want and does get. But her mother and I guess, had an idea that we wouldn't do that sort of thing. You know, mm-hmm. if she wanted brand clothing or a country road bag or whatever, then my take on that is I would be like, well, it doesn't add anything to your life. So, yeah, you can have a bag because you need it because it's functional.
Mm-hmm.
But why do you want a country road bag? You know, is it so you can fit in with the other kids? Is it so you feel better about yourself? Like, that's not my values.
Mm-hmm.
And probably because that's how I grew up as a kid. You know, we were op shop clothes and hand-me-downs.
So did we.
So, yeah, it's interesting because you're there. You've got the teenage kids and the developing Esche, and I don't.
One of a few.
You know, it's easy for me to sit here in judgment and stand sure. on my values.
Sure.
And I think that's part of the problem though is, you know, you've got to find that balance point and that middle ground on this stuff because. You could be like me and just be a hard ass. It's like, no, you're not getting your ears pierced. You're not growing your hair long. You're not having a country road bag. And my kid will hate my guts.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't be able to communicate with them on other stuff or find a middle ground and, you know, support them through that. And hopefully they, you know, learn and make choices.
We're still not getting an
based
hearing.
On that. You're happy to stand on that one, aren't you?
Bloody oath. He's got his hair long. I've relented on that one. And he wears a chain.
And I think chicks and dudes are different. Like, teenage boys are still boys, and they're still boys until they're my age. Like, I'm 40, in my 40s.
You're
I'm
very
still a
much
boy.
A boy.
What was that the other day? Something about, you know, we're getting an episode up. I was like, oh, we got it up.
Every time.
What's funny?
Is it?
Does that make me an Esche?
No.
Quick, what's an Esche?
All right.
Read out the Wikipedia
It's long.
Thing.
Australian, I'm going to substitute a word here, Australian dude that usually drops out of school to smoke and deal. They travel in packs and wear Adidas or Nike sports pants, Stussy gear. My kid wears all of this.
I still wear Stussy.
Nike or Adidas cap with white Air Max shoes, not to be confused with the Australian lad, who's pretty much the same but wears Ralph Lauren caps and white shirts. Shit, I've got one of each.
No way.
I really do. Both lads and Esche steal, pick fights, and generally cause trouble mostly at night. So there you are. That's why I don't want my kids to look like Esches and lads.
No, because they're going to end up in the back of a paddy wagon.
Yeah, that scares the shit out of me.
Mm. What do we do, listeners? Hey, let's make this a dear diary. No, not dear diary, like agony aunt or something.
Write in and tell me if I should let my kid pierce his ear.
What should Coxie do?
It's not going to change my mind, but let me know what your thoughts
are. Piercing or not? We'll put a poll up when this episode goes up.
Done.
Tell us what you think. Have a happy Friday.
Bye.
Stay away from those Esches.
You've been listening to the Tradies in Business podcast with Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Find out more about today's guest, tools for your trade business and other cool stuff at tradiesinbusiness.com.au.